This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdala, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, to the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You gotta say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk.
Surreal Talk.
Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production brought to you this week and every week by audible.com.
And Amazon.com.
And Amazon.com.
What's the significance?
About what?
If Amazon. You log on to SurrealTalkPodcast.com, you can click the Amazon banner, and then anything you purchase will directly support our show.
Really?
Out of left field with that,
I've
Alex.
Never heard that.
Or you can go to SurrealTalkPodcast.com/Amazon. I don't think anybody's ever did that.
Never.
Any of it?
I know. We're probably just going to have to stop.
No, I'd like at least one person.
One of these days. One of these days.
Do it until somebody does it.
I'm going to do it.
All right, you guys.
Part three.
We are back with our big 9/11 extravaganza. And on part three, we're talking about dun dun dun, the Pentagon. So, what do you guys know about the Pentagon, man?
The Pentagon is the one the other day when, like you said before, whenever I was doing any research. That was the one that's like, all right, come on. Now, this one here, you didn't even try.
Right.
You didn't even try.
So Everett texted me the other day, you know, because we try to keep in touch as we're doing our research. And he's like, you know, he's more of the non-believer. And he texts me and he's like, yeah, so that Flight 77 is pretty fucked up. I'm like, yep, it sure is.
Let me see if I could find the exact text.
That was the flight that hit the Pentagon.
That was the flight that hit the Pentagon. Allegedly hit the Pentagon.
The official story says
supposedly the flight that supposedly hit the Pentagon.
Well, there's a lot. I don't know. That's the biggest defense building in America.
That's the most well defended and secure building on this continent. I mean,
it's the head of all of our armies.
It makes Fort Knox look like a bitch, is what you're saying, right?
Right. And man, dude,
it's the public face of our military industrial complex.
Right, that's where NORAD's at.
NORAD's in Colorado, isn't it?
Nah, hang on one sec. I'll tell you right now.
But I know that's where the Secretary of Defense goes in emergencies.
Oh, that's not—he's no longer Assad anymore, is he?
Oh no. Okay, so the commander of NORAD head chief joins the staff, Secretary of Defense. Okay, they get budget increases.
I said pretty much sure Flight 77 story is BS. It's all unraveling.
Yeah,
that's it.
All will
That's all
be
I say. You didn't even reply. Child.
It makes sense.
I didn't even reply.
No, let's talk about that. How come you never reply to me anymore? Now that I've got you on the hot seat, it's like I text you all the time, and I know your fucking phone's right there, man. I know that phone ain't ever more than 2 feet away. From me.
I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, I reply all the time.
In your head, maybe. You're like, oh, I read it and replied like out loud, yeah. But I can't hear that shit.
It's like, hey, Flight 77 was bullshit. Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. I'm like, huh, I guess he doesn't like me anymore.
So the whole thing with the Pentagon was a plane hit it.
So they say.
Or so they say.
Hey, get your mic a little more twisted. Like,
so
now you keep it turned. Yeah, there you go.
If you guys look at any of the pictures and stuff from the outside of the Pentagon, there's no wreckage, no bodies, no seats.
Oh, that shit got blown
no
inside
passports,
the building, man.
No passports. You know, we had the passport at the Twin Towers.
Even just the number of pictures you find is surprisingly small.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's like the...
I remember that day there, they had footage of like the fire trucks like blowing water onto it.
No, they had big foam trucks out and everything. See, and... So the grass in front of the Pentagon is not touched at all, and you'd think if a...
There'd be a trail.
There'd be something.
That's the best. Like, think about the skill it takes to keep a plane that large hovered off the ground, you know what I mean, without touching down a little. If these guys were
amateurs? You ready for it?
What?
Okay, so a pilot that actually flew the exact plane that hit the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
He was a American
Airlines
pilot.
Not the same model, the same plane.
The same plane
sure.
that hit the Pentagon.
Like the exact... Kraft.
Same one. All right. Same one.
Same VIN, man. Check the DMV.
Yeah. So he flew the same plane. And he says that the instrumentation on board those 767s will not allow you to do an 8,000-foot descending 270-degree corkscrew turn coming exactly level with the ground to hit the Pentagon. See, so what happened was the Pentagon here, he came from the rear.
Came all the way around.
And descended 8,000 feet, a 270-degree corkscrew turn to hit exactly where he needed to hit. And when I say where they needed to hit, there's a reason they hit where they hit.
Well,
yeah, why didn't you just fly straight into it? Why did he need to do
it? Why wouldn't you just kind of land it right in the fucking middle?
Right
in
the
bullseye.
Yeah, you could go through the center and hit.
Yeah, you don't even got to like coast into it. Why not spike your shit
right into the top? Yeah, you could just
lawn dart.
Well, let me answer that for you. So on 9/10/2001, which is, as everyone knows, the day before 9/11, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld came out and publicly announced that the Pentagon could not account for $2.3 trillion of defense spending. They just didn't know where it was at. $2.3 trillion in defense spending.
That's more than a little.
That's the day before 9/11. Okay, so flight 70.
Hold on, let's think about that there. That's more than. You can make 2.3 million millionaires.
I think at the time that was more than a national debt, wasn't
it? That's a lot of money, dude. That's a lot of money to be missing and a lot of money to not know where it's at.
And turn everybody there into a millionaire, man, woman, child, or whatever. I'm not saying Tennessee is exactly 2.2 million, but you know, a small state.
Trillion, you could turn every person in America into a millionaire.
No, you couldn't. It's 2.2 million because it's 1,000 millions. So that's, you know, 2,000 millions.
Yeah,
I don't have my calculator, but
I'm actually pretty good at math. I play a dumbass on the show, but take my word for it.
300 million times 10, what's that?
300 million times 10 is 30 million?
3 billion.
Oh, wait a minute, 3 billion.
Come on, man.
Okay, maybe
get
I am
get your
shitty.
Shit together. All right, so back to what I was talking about. The day before, Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, announced there was $2.3 trillion missing from the defense budget. And wouldn't you know, the plane hit the Pentagon in the budget analyst's office where they were working on the $2.3 trillion that was missing.
Is it a coincidence that analyst starts with anal?
I don't know if there's a coincidence there or not. I mean, we are talking about 9/11. It's conspiracy.
It's interesting either way.
So they nailed right into the accounting room.
Right into the accounting room, the budget analyst's office where they were working on the missing $2.3 trillion.
Not anymore, they said.
When you talk about it's missing from the defense, you think it's missing from the Pentagon.
Let me toss this out for you, though. If it was the day before they announced it, you think they can't get that kind of shit pulled together in one day's time?
No. They announced it the day before 9/11. Who knows how long it took?
Why didn't bother?
They had it planned. They knew this money was missing, but they didn't bother.
Let's announce it, and then next day the evidence.
Because there's
a
thing called tying up all loose ends.
You wouldn't think they'd be that dumb to make it that obvious, though.
No, they wouldn't think America was that dumb to notice this. That's what it was. They thought America was just stupid. You know, you ain't going to notice that shit.
Well, when there's a plan of this magnitude, you're going to take every opportunity you can to get an advantage out of it.
Again, with a plan of this magnitude, not everything's going to go right either. I mean, you've got so many variables and so many different people that
right. And I'm sure they tried to cut down the variables. They only wanted four planes. They only had four targets, you know, but to get, like on 93, the people to comply or not know they were being hijacked in some cases, they could have just went into the cockpit, but because that was before they could even lock cockpit doors.
Right.
But I always heard that, you know, airplanes all had an air marshal aboard that
had
a gun, right?
Now they do. Now they do
because of this.
Yeah,
okay.
But so something that I'm not getting is to be a commercial airplane, airline pilot, you have to be like military trained. You know, what I'm getting at is you're not a pussy. If you're an airplane pilot, you have to know how to defend yourself, to handle yourself in cases for situations exactly like this,
well,
where someone wants to hijack your plane.
I think of
military-trained combat pilot.
A drunk guy sitting in an airport bar right before he gets
on
the airplane.
I'm a pilot. I can fly.
I can fly that plane. And they're notorious for being drunks and working crazy hours and just being unstable in general, which is a weird person to have at the helm of.
Did you ever see the movie Flight with Denzel?
No.
Basically, backs exactly what you're saying up.
Right.
I mean, exactly what you're saying. It's good.
But there's so many inconsistencies in the Pentagon story. If you look on Google and you look at the size of a 767 plane, and then you look at the actual hole and
in the Pentagon,
shit just don't match up. The wings should have folded out. They should be on the front lawn. The
they
should have
got knocked off as soon as the fuselage entered the building. The wings should have been clipped
exactly
off.
They should have folded back behind them. The tail section's 42 feet
like
high.
You would think it would not look like a cartoon and just goes directly in. You know what I mean?
You would think that they don't make cartoon-like holes, but you know what? What happened to the Twin Tower? Wait, made a cartoon-like
what if
hole.
It was just a fancy painting over the outside and we all thought? I wonder, that plane was going, what, 400 miles an hour?
Yeah, it was almost 500. Almost 500. And that's what that pilot was saying. They won't do that.
The plane only goes up to like 700 max. It was only made to go that fast.
Well, and that's what I was saying earlier. That pilot that flew that plane said that these planes will not. Well, okay, so they will not do this. The computer systems in these planes will not let them do this. You can't do that.
Unless you have advanced knowledge of the inside of the.
I mean, we have no evidence to support that.
No.
Right.
But I'm just looking at a get around for his. The plane won't do it. And if you know how to work with the plane's navigation system, say you are a highly trained Al-Qaeda asset, you might be able to disable it and manually control it. Who knows if the plane would survive a maneuver like that. But officially, it did.
Yeah, I mean,
officially, it hit the building. But the wings should have left a mark on it. You know, you look at the picture, you don't
even
really see.
There's going to be some panels intact. There's going to be more than just, you know, the token picture they showed of the landing gear that went through the building.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, that's basically the only thing left was some landing gear.
Now, okay, so where's the plane? The plane should be, you should see some plane, some bodies, some something, okay? But the popular.
Bodies?
Yeah, I mean,
well,
you know.
Well, didn't they just take them all to, like, the coroner's office? You know
no,
what I mean,
mean
didn't they?
There was 123 people that died at the Pentagon, and it was 125 died at the Pentagon, and that's not counting the people that were on Flight 77. So you're looking at 200 bodies should be somewhere. Now, granted, some of them might have vaporized, whatever, we're not going to see. But we saw no bodies, no luggage, no seats, no fuselage, no wings, no tail section,
right.
Nothing.
And like they said with, I believe it was building the North Tower, when a plane hit it, they found the guy's passport from the plane.
They found the hijacker's passport.
So how come a passport can survive that plane wreck, but nothing, not even luggage could survive
not even a seat.
The Pentagon?
Right, yeah. That was a very, very...
They did find the flight 93 in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, Shanksville.
They found the debris of that plane, the black box and everything, didn't they?
No. The coroner for that said that it looked like somebody dumped a scrap truck right there. Again, no plane, no bodies. He said to this day, never saw one drop of blood, never saw a bone, never saw a body, never saw a seat. Nothing. And that's the coroner that investigated
the
site.
He has to approve that they are dead. That's his
right,
job.
And he never saw. He will on record says he never saw a single drop of blood to this day. And it just looked like a scrap truck backed up and dumped a whole load of scrap. Didn't look like a plane there in 93. The one that went down in Shanksville,
Pennsylvania.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying, man. That's crazy. Everything doesn't add up with the story.
Whenever that plane hit the Pentagon. They were trying to find Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld at the time,
mm-hmm.
and he was nowhere to be found. Eventually, about 20 minutes later, they found him to take him to the Situation Room, but he was unaccounted for during the time the plane actually hit the building.
Right. Well, I knew all the top brass were in the complete, I mean, the furthest away from where the Pentagon was hit, that's where all the top brass were. The very furthest away from where the plane hit in the Pentagon, that's where the top brass were. Okay, so what we're talking about here is this. The best defended building in the world. The best. I mean, okay. So if you
not
look
so
at the
well
videos,
defended, I mean,
if you look at the videos of the Pentagon before world the
how
attacks.
How come I haven't seen the video of the plane just hitting the building?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So they have CCTV cameras all over the Pentagon. You can even see in right after the plane crashed into it, right above at the top. There's a fucking video camera right there. Where's that footage?
Not even 100
Where's
feet away.
Where's that footage? Not yeah.
The
right
Pentagon
there.
Doesn't give out its video footage.
Okay, so
sir.
What I'm saying is, for the most recorded and the most secure building in this continent, we got 5 still frames of with one frame missing in there and no plane. We didn't get to see a plane. We saw an explosion and 5 still frames from the fucking Pentagon. This is the Pentagon.
I don't think you're happy with their story.
And you, the guy, what was it, a gas station across the street?
Right, that's the video that most of us
That's
have
the
seen.
Damning one, yeah. So the FBI confiscated that the very next day from the gas station across the street. Have you guys heard about the light poles? No?
Light
no,
poles?
Nothing about the light poles.
Like the flight path of the airplane?
Exactly, the flight path of the airplane. So the airplane that supposedly hit the Pentagon should have
supposedly?
Took it. Yeah, supposab with a B. So it should have took this flight path, and it should have ran through like 4 light poles. Okay, well, these light poles were just laid on the ground, bit, knocked over.
Yeah, I don't see how that could be.
Right. That's what I'm saying, man.
Okay, wait, they were? Well, so it did hit them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but they weren't hit.
Oh.
They weren't hit. Yeah, right. Okay. And furthermore, if you hit a steel light pole with the wing of your plane, what's going to happen to the wing of your plane?
It ain't going to be good.
It ain't going to do much to that wing of that plane, I don't think.
It's aluminum.
I still think it's going
like, to...
It's going to shear it off. If you're traveling 500 miles an hour...
I doubt that.
Yeah,
come
but
on,
those,
man.
Those steel poles aren't connected to the ground but by like 12, you know, one-inch bolts. Okay. So it will hurt your wing, but I don't know if it's going to rip it off or anything like that.
Okay, so here's another damning piece of evidence. The Pentagon is less than 10 miles from Andrews Air Force Base. At the time whenever the plane hit the Pentagon, it was 80 minutes into the attack on September 11th. So
the first one had already been hit almost an hour and a half earlier?
80 minutes prior to the Pentagon being hit was when the first World Trade Center was hit. 80 minutes. So we've been under attack for an hour and a half almost.
And they don't have...
And they're 10 minutes away from Andrews Air Force Base.
And they were, at this time, trying to ground every flight in America.
How did the Pentagon even get fucking hit?
Right.
You're 10 minutes away from an Air Force base, and we've been attacked for an hour and a half. Are you shitting me now?
And I heard earlier that they were watching all their radars to try to track these planes, try to figure out which one might still have a hijacker on it. And they said, well, our internal radars aren't as good because we got all our radars pointing externally, trying to find external threats. And I thought,
in case there's missiles or something coming
mm-hmm.
in.
And I thought, well, that's a strange thing. You'd think there would just be radars all over this nation tracking everything. And apparently the military uses like longitude and latitude to track the planes. And then the FAA has a grid system they use based on the points of radar.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't even communicate accurately with each other where these planes were.
Wow.
Because they had two different ways to measure where the flights were.
That's pretty interesting. I also thought that the, it says here, Hani Hanjour, the alleged pilot of Flight 77, was a notoriously bad pilot. He had never actually flown a jet before. The only experience he had flying was single-engine Cessnas.
What?
Yeah, he,
and he's the pilot.
He's the pilot that did the 8,000-foot, 270-degree corkscrew turn to come
something
level with the ground and hit it right in the budget of Anastasia.
Something you could only pull off in a small single-engine Cessna.
No, yeah, something you couldn't pull off in that plane, and you'd have to have way more experience than this guy.
You'd have
had
to have, you know, 2,000 hours of co-pilot
experience.
Like the
fucking Red Baron or something was the pilot.
Right, yeah. I mean,
I thought that was mandatory. You had to at least co-pilot before you pilot one of these things.
I mean, yeah. That's what I would think. And I want to know, how come the military didn't, how come they weren't there? How did the Pentagon even get hit? It was an hour and a half after the attack had already started, and they're 10 minutes away from an Air Force base. Why weren't the jets scrambled? Why weren't they there protecting the Pentagon? You know, that's our that's our nation's defense.
Well, and
right there.
The military claims they didn't even have a list of all the flights and where they were supposed to head. So they couldn't even figure out which planes were off course because they couldn't communicate well enough with the FAA.
Okay, so here's a little bit more about that. It says, the jets were not scrambled from the nearest bases. The jets were in the air and not vectored to intercept the jetliners. And according to NORAD and the 9/11 Commission timeline, military jets flew at small fractions of their top speeds. So if we're under attack and our nation's under attack, why are you not hauling
balls?
They're
trying to get somewhere.
Right. They flew at fractions of their top speeds.
Well, it could be a big fraction. Okay.
Okay. Even if it was half. I
mean. Right.
Okay. Claims that the couldn't be tracked without the contrast ability of FAA. That was it. I'm squirting through here, right? So we can
when they first announced to everyone in the Situation Room that Flight 93 had went down, they assumed that one of their fighters had shot it down. They were told at first that it was shot down by a
That's
fighter.
What I thought.
Cheney gave the go-ahead to shoot down Flight 93. It never happened, but he actually gave the go-ahead to shoot it down.
Well, the plane that was closest to us, they interviewed the pilot, and I watched this on the History Channel earlier today. They had a 9/11 special. Well, they interviewed the pilot, and he said he only had training rounds in his weapon that they would shoot, but they wouldn't burst upon impact like a normal round would.
Really?
So he was going to try to hit the cockpit of the plane with his wing and take him out that way, but it ended up crashing before.
Oh, okay. Here's another interesting. It says Rumsfeld says that Flight 93 was shot down. He even says that.
Right. He announced, so
he announced that they shot down Flight 93, yeah, which wasn't happening.
I swear that's what I had heard, too.
Yeah, but that's not what happened. Obviously, the passengers
didn't
pulled it
official
down.
Story, yeah, that the passengers...
The passengers overtook the plane, yep.
Why the fuck would the passengers down their own plane?
Well, because they didn't called want to their wives and mothers, and we were telling them, hey, these guys, they're going to attack somebody else, and they're going
to
kill more people,
yeah, but
so
we're
going to take
the
plane. They said, we're going to take the plane down. We're going
to
wreck the plane.
Right, so if it's between this plane going to the White House and crashing into the White House... Or us taking this plane down, I'm with you. Let's take the plane.
Okay, that's not my point. My point is if they were able to overtake the hijackers, why did they just point the plane to the ground instead of like, okay, now walk us through getting us the fuck out of here?
Right. Who knows if they knew how to fly the plane?
They might have just...
Hey, Tower, are you there? Hey, Tower.
Right.
We've got the fucking plane. There were some guys on here. I don't know if you heard what's going on. But...
Anything that's going on in that plane is pure speculation. But I'm thinking they went into the cockpit. And a struggle ensued, and they laid on the, you know, joystick, and the plane went forward.
Joystick.
Well, I'm not sure. Controls, okay.
I guess they do call it a stick, so maybe it's only joyful.
It's only joyful when you're not driving it into the ground to save other people's lives, you know.
What else you got for us here, E.T.?
Why is the impact hole so small? Yeah, why is the impact hole so small? If it's from a 767, like I said, the tail section of that's like 42 feet high. Off the ground.
Wow. And that's sitting on the landing gear, obviously.
Right.
But
yeah, so
they weren't directly on the ground. There was no skid marks beforehand.
Yeah, so it didn't touch the ground. You know, didn't touch the ground because there was no skid marks on the lawn.
It's hard to tell what was there, though, because if you think about it, the amount of, like, rescue vehicles that would have driven right over where, you know, like, in the grass and everything just to get up close to that, they would have turned the ground over.
Right.
Right, but we would have still seen some sort of wreckage.
Wreckage, sure, but I'm not saying...
I would think.
Well, I'm not saying skid marks were, you know, have to be used as an indicator.
Okay,
well,
right.
I believe in the official report was it never touched the ground, that it came in at a slight angle.
At a perfect fucking javelin throw.
Yeah.
I wonder...
like an arrow.
I wonder if it was actually parallel to
the
ground.
No, boys,
I
don't buy it.
Yeah, I don't... I can't get behind the Pentagon one, man. No wreckage. No, the plane was way too big to fit in the hole.
I always hate that.
No footage. How do we not have the footage of this? How can we not see the footage?
There is footage.
You can see
the cameras in some of the other pictures.
Oh, there's footage.
The cameras. So it's out there.
Yeah, no bodies, no baggage, and 5 still frames.
Think about the amount of heat it would have taken to burn that plane to nothing, burn those bodies to
instantly.
Nothing. More or less instantly.
Here's my... Wait. Follow me here. Why did... Okay, if there's enough jet fuel on flight, 125 to bring down the entire South Tower, where's the big fireball explosion for that one? We didn't get to see that. Why didn't it burn the entire Pentagon down? I mean, jet fuel can't melt steel beams. Give me a fucking break, man. It just brought down 2 towers
jet
in New York.
Jet fuel can't melt the Pentagon.
Jet fuel can't melt the Pentagon, I guess. But you know what I'm saying?
That's fucking crazy, man.
You know what I mean? I mean, come on, man. They did the jet fuel just took down 2 fucking 100-plus story skyscrapers, but Pentagon's cool.
Pentagon was probably built pretty sturdy, I imagine.
I mean, I hope, but...
It's not sturdy enough, apparently. Right. When you shoot missiles into it, you can't really handle it.
Yeah. I mean, because that's what it is. Everyone says is a cruise missile. So, I mean, you know, you're hearing our allegedly, supposedly, and this and that. I mean, nobody buys the official story for the Pentagon.
Oh, sure they do. Some
people do.
Some people buy it totally.
Yeah, for the longest part of time,
I'll buy that
I didn't
for a dollar.
Care. Until the time I looked at the record or the photo, just a picture of it, and without even thinking any conspiracy, I'm like, hey, where's the fucking plane?
Where's the plane?
Not even thinking conspiracy minded, I was just, where's this fucking wreckage?
Well, some people don't even care enough to look into it or to dig or even scratch the surface. They say, oh, there's the story, and then they turn around and go about their day.
Yep. The Pentagon was one of the worst. I wouldn't say it was the smoking gun, which we'll get to that next episode, but it was one of the smoking guns, man. The Pentagon, you can look at it and just see all kinds of shit wrong. There's, you know, nothing makes sense, and the official story doesn't add up. You know, the pictures that you see out front aren't that can't happen with what the official story said, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the pilot couldn't fly the plane like that. The plane wouldn't have caused that much damage. I mean, there's just so many inconsistencies in the Pentagon. I don't even really feel like we touched on everything that there was with it, but it was enough. Because, like, if what you've heard isn't enough to be like, oh, wait a minute, that is fucked up.
Yeah, if it doesn't get you to the point where you want to go to Google and type in Flight 77 Pentagon.
Yep. I mean, yeah, there's nothing that will.
And what's strange is I can always find more information debunking it than I can that, you know, even proves. Like, where's the official story to prove it?
Yeah, they're quite quick to say, hey, here's the official story. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, here's why you're wrong. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Well, I guess if it hit the ground before it came in, the wings could have sheared off then, and then it would have been a more appropriate size hole.
But we would have still seen the wings somewhere.
Oh, yeah, they would have,
they would have been somewhere. I mean, fuck, somewhere.
And
somewhere.
When the man in the gas station had the camera footage, they never released that.
No,
they?
No, they confiscated it.
They came in and confiscated it, and then why wouldn't they release it?
Never released it.
I don't know. What good would it do them to release it other than make them, you know, seem like they're not.
Well,
because
if that.
To shut everyone up?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what,
shut
is
all
the
these stupid tinfoil hat guys up.
Is that the business they're in? They don't care two shits about the 1% of the 1%
no.
that believes this stuff.
The business they're in is death and money and power. Yeah. That's
keeping
the business
yeah,
they're in.
I agree.
Well, what do you guys? What else you guys got on the Pentagon? I think I pretty much rang the towel dry on that one. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty well good on it, Al. Alex, Alexander.
No, I'm just disappointed.
What's Alex short for? Just are we named Alex? Is that your name?
It's short for A. Oh, I got that backwards. Yes, Mr. Xander, if you will.
Xander?
You can call me Xander.
But that's not how
Alex
your name.
Xander.
Alexander. I'm going to
call
you
me Lex.
Ander.
Ander with a hard on.
Lex Luthor. Hard on.
Yeah, you know Ander because he's Alexander. But I'm
it's Ander slow.
You ever watch Workaholics?
Oh yeah.
I'm Anders with a hard on. Anyway. All right. Well, I guess we'll see everybody on YouTube in 10, 15, 20 whenever we get back. Those of you listening through your favorite podcast app, we'll catch you tomorrow on the next episode. Be ready. Sorry for how short these are. I mean, they're not super short, but.
Oh, no. But
it's just the way we cut them up.
We're getting the content to you, though. So
we're trying.
Thank you guys for listening, and be sure to catch us on next episode. We'll be talking about World Trade Center 7.
And do all those other things we told you to do about going to those websites and buying
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Info at Surreal Talk Podcast.
Oh, yeah. If you want to talk to us.
Yeah.
We got actually one of our listeners sent me an email the other day. I haven't been able to send him a good reply yet. But he was on the YouTube live stream today, so that was nice.
Oh, good.
Anyway, send us an email, info@surrealtalkpodcast.com. And it'll probably be me responding to you, not Eric. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Feel free to leave a review. How many stars?
And tell us what you think of Alex.
Yeah. We like Alex.
I show up
but
sometimes.
We want to know what
I
you
like
guys
it
think
here.
Of Alex.
Reviews. But be careful when you're doing the reviews because one guy accidentally gave us a low review and he didn't mean to. No, you know, no ill will towards that guy. But that was kind of a bummer.
He didn't mean to.
Kind of brought our score down a little bit.
Anyway. All right. We'll catch you all next time.
All right. WTC7.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.